The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So yesterday morning I woke at about 3 a.m. Fun times. As a breakfast announcer, you don't really want to wake up any time before about 4:45.
You don't even want to wake up then, but the boss gets super weird when you don't wake up at that time and come to work.
True that.
Calls you. He never calls. Never calls when you come to work. Just say, hey, thanks for coming to work today. But as soon as you don't come to work.
It's a big thing, isn't it?
Suddenly you get a phone call.
So I woke up at like 3 a.m., had a sore ankle because I'd injured at the gym because I'm a klutz. And then I didn't realise there was another pain that was accompanying my ankle pain.
Yeah, so you messaged me. Well, you messaged at 3 a.m, but I didn't see it till about 5-ish when I woke up.
Yep, good.
Saying, sore ankle, haven't slept a wink, won't be in today.
Yeah.
That's all I knew. And I was like, oh, that's a shame. Hopefully it's feeling better soon. No worries.
Then I realised when I tried to go back to sleep, I had a stabbing pain in my chest. I'm like, oh, hang on.
And that's, like, you don't want a stabbing pain in your chest.
No.
That's alarming.
Exactly. And Glenn was like, oh, it's probably just indigestion. Here, take a couple of quickies, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Took a couple of quickies. An hour later, I'm still in agony and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And there is no way that I can lie in bed that I feel good.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on, but I don't feel good. I've got that hideous headache again.
Mm.
Glenn's like, all right, let's call nurse on call. We call them, we explain what's happened. And they're like, oh, okay. I'm going to transfer you to 000. I'm like, oh, this seems like it's escalating. Like, it's a really bad pain in my chest. He goes, nah, I don't want to risk it.
Yeah. I always want people, as a rule, in that situation, are on the side of caution.
Yeah, and that was fine. There was some sort of miscommunication between the nurse on call operator and the 000 call operator.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened here, but they've got their wires crossed and I'm on the phone, on speakerphone to the 000 guy while we're waiting for the ambos to arrive. And he's like full on thinks he's preparing us for a home birth.
Man.
So he's telling Glenn to go get towels and pillows and for me to lie down and to remove my clothing from the waist down. And I'm looking at Glenn rolling my eyes going, I'm not giving birth right now.
But the thing is, the way the symptoms were presented, maybe those are some red flags for a home birth.
I don't know. Maybe they are. It was.
It's funny though, because you're there going, I'm not having a baby. But he's like, get the towels.
Well, yeah.
Take off your pants.
Pretty much he was like, can you see the baby's head? No.
God, I hope not.
I definitely can't. My stomach is
how
fine.
Alarming.
So then the ambos come in and they're like, see me sitting on the couch. And I'm like, oh, had to hang up the phone call. I said, thank you so much for your help. And I hang up. They're like,
So they were expecting home birth as well?
Yeah. They're like, are you pregnant? I'm like, yes, definitely am. They're like, okay, cool.
That part's accurate.
Yeah, yep. So they take like all the things, they do, your vital signs and hook you up to a machine, take your blood pressure, everything. I explain what's wrong. They're like, oh, all right, we'll take you to the hospital. We'll get you checked out.
How funny though if you had to follow the instructions. So you're sitting there half naked on a towel with your bum out and the ambos walking, what's going on? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just following instructions.
I was like, great. This is brilliant. Okay. Anyway, get to the hospital. A couple of hours later, I've got gallstones. Yeah.
Gallstones, that's such, see my...
It's quite painful.
A lot of my family's had it and it's not a fun time.
No.
They go through, they would, before they got them removed, they would go through bouts of it after certain foods.
Yeah.
So you've been warned to stay away from fatty foods.
That was like, did you have a big fatty meal the night before? I'm like, I had a chicken salad.
Yeah, it's not that fatty, is it?
No, I might have to cut down on the chocolate though.
Oh, yeah, a lot of saturated fat in chocolate, isn't there?
Possibly. Mm. Yeah.
You love chocolate.
I can't have the...
You just had a Milky Way a minute ago. This is you cutting down.
Yeah, no. I would normally have had 3 Milky Ways by now.
Yeah, so you have come a fair distance. That's a bugger, and I'm assuming they're not going to be taking those out.
No, you can't take your gallbladder out until after pregnancy, apparently. Well, so that's 11 weeks of this painful 3 a.m. wake-up call.
Well, hopefully they stay dormant. Hopefully don't flare up.
Yeah.
Damn, what a roller coaster though. What
really
an adventure.
Was. Really was.
A little midweek excitement to keep you on your toes.
Thank you to everyone involved, the ambos.
For helping out.
000.
I'd love to reach out to old mate who was talking to you through giving birth.
Glenn said afterwards, like, can you imagine? He's probably like gotten off the phone and be like, oh, I delivered a baby today.
I would be telling people I had. The Power FM Brekkie Show.